Hello, this is Sergeant Williams.
Hi, Sergeant. This is Jim Boyd at WHO in Des Moines.
Yes, Jim. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself, sir?
Well, I'm hanging out here in Iraq and hopefully looking forward to going home here for the holidays and seeing my family.
You know, it just sounds kind of strange to say, oh, I'm just hanging out in Iraq. You know, most people hang out, you know, in Iowa City or Cedar Rapids. You hang out in Iraq.
Yeah, sir. Well, I tell you, you're over here long enough, and we've been over here about 6 months now, and I think like anything in life, you know, you get into a routine, and then you get comfortable with that routine, and that's kind of what keeps you going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Scott, tell me what you do over there. I know what unit you're with, but what are your duties and that kind of thing?
I am actually what they call the MedLog, Medical Logistics, NCOIC, for my unit, and I'm basically responsible for, well, pretty much anything medical, logistically speaking, which is mostly equipment and pharmaceuticals. Anything that we bring in or out of Iraq goes through me and my unit for the most part, and we're responsible for the retrograde of it, either getting rid of it or destroying it, or turning it over to the government of Iraq, or basically taking it home with us. And then I also come from an extensive medical background, so I'm the medic for our PSD team, which is a personal security detail for taking officers to and from certain bases in Iraq for meetings and stuff.
So are you primarily, well, I think you may have just answered my question, you're not necessarily completely base-bound, are you? You do get out and about in the country?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, we run quite a few missions, as I said, to the various bases here in Iraq, and I go along on the majority of those rides as the medic, basically responsible, obviously, for the health and care of our soldiers should anything happen. My job basically is pretty simple. Keep them alive long enough to get them to some serious medical care, obviously, you know, a hospital in that situation.
Is this your first tour over there, Scott?
Yes, it is. Yep, this is my first tour in Iraq.
I'm curious. I mean, you're in on the tail end of it, if you will. And just in the past 6 months, since that's how long you told me you were there, have things changed any since you've been there? I mean, we keep hearing it's less and less intense in Iraq, and the drawdown is going good, and so on and so forth.
Yes, sir. I think for the most part, things look pretty good. You know, I think the tough thing with any kind of situation like this when you're in Iraq is that you always have a few naysayers here and there, unfortunately. But, you know, I've been up and down Iraq for the most part, and I think, you know, we're a very well-trained army, and it shows in a lot of the missions that we carry and the way that we handle most of our business. And I've been pretty comfortable for the most part. I think most of the Iraqis are still very comfortable with us, and we get a lot of smiles and waves as we go up and down Iraq. So I think it's gone pretty well.
You hail from what part of Iowa, sir?
I am actually from Iowa City, so a big Hawkeye fan, although my football team kind of let me down this year.
Well, yeah, you know, they still got the inside bowl, you know, and Missouri may be at a little tough order.
Yeah, 10-2 team, and with the distractions we've had on the football team lately, I'm a little worried about it, but who knows, maybe we'll bond together with all the distractions and give Missouri a run. I'm hoping so. It would make the football season a little more bearable for me.
Okay. Sergeant, you mentioned you've been in country now for about 6 months. Does that mean you should be coming home late spring?
Yes, sir. Yeah, right now we're due to come home April sometime, and that's what I'm looking forward to. So I've only got about 3 or 4 more months to push through here, and I should be home with my family.
Sergeant, it is that time of year, and I do this any time, actually, in the year that I talk with soldiers who are overseas and that sort of thing. Give you a chance to say a few words to the folks back home, because we are affiliated with station KXIC in Iowa City, so they'll get a portion of this, and say a few words to the friends back home.
Yeah, no, I'd love to. I think first off, it's important to say thank you to the community, especially, you know, over here we get a lot of care packages from various businesses and companies and Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and well, you just about name it, and it seems like we get care packages from all of them. So most importantly, I'd like to say thank you to everyone in the community. It really does mean a lot, and I know it's hard as soldiers with the work hours that we keep over here to send off thank yous to everyone. I try and send a few emails off just to let them know that we really do appreciate it, and it really does mean a lot to be proud of over here. And then most importantly, obviously, just a huge thank you to my family. I come from a very close family, long-time Iowa City residents. So my mom and dad have been fantastic in terms of their support. And obviously, I'd like to thank my wife. She works at the VA hospital in Iowa City. She's been fantastic with care packages and giving me support. So just love her to death. And then my three kids from a first marriage. They live in New Hampshire. And luckily, with technology, I get to Skype and Facebook them quite a bit. And they've just been very supportive of me as well. So I just love my family, and I can't wait to get back and see them and spend some time with them and, you know, push through this tour.
All right. Very good, Sergeant Williams. I think that'll do it for me. I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, Jim, I appreciate you giving soldiers a chance to say something to the folks back home. Again, it means a lot, and I enjoyed talking with you.
All right, sir. Take care now.
Yes, thanks, Jim. You have a great day.